Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I am Danny Hall and we're pleased to welcome to our program today from the Yadkin Farmers Market, Glenda Edgell. Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning, Danny. How are you this morning?
I am doing well and I certainly hope you are. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's exciting to talk with you, especially because there's good news. It's official now. The Yadkin Farmers Market is open. Is that correct?
That's right, and it's going to continue to be open for 3 days a week and through early October.
3 days a week. Now, is that a change from last year, or I'm just misremembering?
It is not a change from last year, but we are opening earlier this year on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to open at 3 in the afternoon on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right.
We'll also be open on Saturdays from 9 to noon.
Okay. You open at 3 Tuesdays and Thursdays and open till when then?
Till 6 p.m.
Till 6. Okay. Tuesdays and Thursdays till 6 and Saturdays 9 till noon.
Yes.
For folks who may not be familiar with the Yadkin Farmers Market, tell us about where it is, Glenda.
Danny, you can find the market. It's in Yadkinville. It's close to the elementary school, just off Highway 601. Turn at the community park onto Tennessee Road, and the market is tucked in up there behind the community park.
Okay, so great location. There's a good parking there, too, isn't there?
There's wonderful parking.
Okay.
There's very easy access to the two shelters that the growers set up in, and it's very easy access.
I know to some, Glenda, this might sound like a ridiculous question I'm going to ask you, but I find that it's very in-depth. What can customers find at the Yadkin Farmers Market?
Well, you know, it's early spring. We've had a cool early spring, but I think you can still expect to find some of our most favorite spring vegetables like onions and lettuce, radishes, those things that really do well in the early part of the year. Pretty soon, we'll have everybody's favorite strawberries. They'll be coming in.
Oh, my,
yes. We'll also have some potted plants and cut flowers, nursery plants, herb plants. And then as the season progresses on through the summer, some of those things that we just can't wait for, that tomato sandwich, we'll have plenty of tomatoes and squash, green beans, herbs, fruit, blackberries, blueberries, muscadines, and of course, always peaches. They're a big favorite at the market.
So you see, I knew it wasn't a simple question. and the good thing, too, is that all this has to be is locally grown, correct?
It must be locally grown.
Okay.
We emphasize that the market rules only permit growers or farmers who are producing their product on their farms in adjacent counties, either Yadkin or adjacent county. That's what we expect that from the grower, and we know the customer can rely on that.
Our guest is Glenda Edgell. She's with the Yadkin Farmers Market, and we're talking, about the Farmers Market, which is now officially open for the season. If folks have any concerns, Glenda, about the safety of the fruits or vegetables that they're getting, the farmers have to go through a process to be allowed to sell at the Farmers Market, don't they?
We do. Each one of us has to. We file an application with Cooperative Extension. We file a grower certification that states what we plan on bringing to the market. And then that is all reviewed by Cooperative Extension. So there's a third party looking in saying, yes, this grower is growing, producing what they say they are.
And they're doing it in the proper way. That's good news. I know in the past, Glenda, that you guys have had through the period of the market, there have been some special events and things taking place there. Do you have any of that planned for this year?
We will. We will have a few special events. We, just coming and visiting and talking with us can be a special event at times.
Absolutely, yes.
We tend to have a lot of fun at this market, but we, besides the monthly harvest basket that we give away, which you can register for each time you come to the market, which increases your chances of winning it, we will also have Cooperative Extension coming to us with some of their learning opportunities and The Master Gardeners will be there on May 19th.
Oh, great.
And also on June 30th. They'll be there with soil sample boxes and other things that Master Gardeners like to help other people learn about the wonderful world of gardening. We also plan on having some other local agriculturally based groups come in and just enhance the market with their experiences and what they do.
Well, that's terrific. I think it's nice that you add these other special touches, and it's not frivolous stuff. I mean, it's important stuff, and people can really become more involved and maybe start doing some gardening themselves and love it. It's great that people get to support local farmers. And they're, of course, getting the freshest, too, when you do that. So that's another advantage to that. If, Glenda, perchance people weren't able to absorb everything that we've talked about this morning, is there a place they can go where they can find out more information about selling at the market and what's going on there?
There's three ways I can tell you. The first is stay in touch with us on Facebook.
Okay.
Go out to like us. Go find the Yadkin Farmers Market. We'll be posting what's going on at the market, what's available, and just keeping everybody up to date that way.
Mm-hmm.
The second is you could call the Cooperative Extension Center at 336-679-2061.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, if you wanted to be a grower, you could request rules of the market and application, or you could also visit their website, which will have information about the market in general, yadkin.ces.ncsu.edu, and all the materials can be found under the local foods tab. So we encourage anybody who's interested in coming out to either to come be a customer or to come be a grower, come out and check us out, please.
So, Glenda, it's not too late now to participate as a grower at market this year, right?
No, it really is not.
Okay.
Some people's produce will not come in until midsummer,
mm-hmm.
for instance, corn. And so that grower, if that's all he's producing, that's when he'll come.
Well, that's good news. And it's good news to know that you've got all these people lined up and more to come. And people can go right there close to home. A farmer's market is so much fun. And it's cool, like you say, not just to get the great stuff, but sometimes just to visit with the folks. And it is a great place to visit with folks, farmer's market.
It really can provide an opportunity for fellowship.
Glenda Agile with the Yadkin Farmers Market, thank you so much. It is officially open, folks, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 to 6, and on Saturdays at 9 till noon. Glenda Agile, good luck all season long with the Farmers Market. We look forward to seeing you and getting some really good stuff there.
Thank you so much, Danny. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Glenda. And, folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.